Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. Capitol Police are reviewing procedures after discovering their security cameras recorded the break-in at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home, but that no one noticed. NPR's Deirdre Walsh has more.
The Capitol Police say their command center monitors 1,800 cameras, including an unspecified number at Pelosi's residence. But because the speaker wasn't home during last Friday's break-in, the cameras were not continuously monitored. The agency praised its officers working now, but suggested, quote, a significant change that will have an immediate impact will be for people across our country to lower the temperature on political rhetoric before it's too late. The agency vows to fast-track security upgrades with resources it received after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
For the fourth time this year, the Federal Reserve's key interest rate is going up another 0.75 point. Chairman Jerome Powell warns that further rate hikes are likely in order to get inflation down to the Fed's 2% target.
It will become appropriate to slow the pace of increases as we approach the level of interest rates that will be sufficiently restrictive to bring inflation down to our 2% goal. There is significant uncertainty around that level of interest rates. Even so, we still have some ways to go. And incoming data since our last meeting suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates will be higher than previously expected.
Despite the slowdown in economic growth, Powell says the labor market is tight with low unemployment and rising wages. He says there are many indications that inflation will ease in the long term, but that now is not the time for complacency. North Korea has launched what appears to be an intercontinental ballistic missile and two short-range missiles. From Seoul, NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that today's weapons tests come a day after the North fired a record 23 missiles.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the suspected ICBM was fired from Pyongyang's Sunan district, while the suspected short-range ballistic missiles were fired from South Pyongan province an hour later. Japan's government issued evacuation alerts for three prefectures, saying one missile had flown over its main island, but it later retracted the statement. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida called the launches intolerable. North Korea last launched a missile over Japan on October 4th. The intensive missile launching appears to be a protest by North Korea at U.S. and South Korean joint Air Force drills this week, involving some 240 military aircraft. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
On Asia-Pacific market, shares are lower, down over 2.5% in Hong Kong and down a fraction in Shanghai and Tokyo. Meanwhile, U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. Mass shooter Nicholas Cruz has begun serving a life sentence for killing 17 people and injuring 17 others at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in February 2018. The 24-year-old defendant confessed to the attack last year and showed no emotion in the courtroom during his sentencing yesterday. 12 of the world's largest food companies have released a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions through their agricultural supply chains. As Dana Cronin reports, the plan comes only days before the annual UN climate conference.
Mars, PepsiCo, and McDonald's are among companies pledging to triple the amount of regenerative farmland, that is, cropland that promotes soil health and carbon sequestration. Roberto Acevedo is the chief corporate affairs officer at PepsiCo. He says the move will help reduce greenhouse gas emissions overall, while also making the food supply chain more resilient to the effects of climate change.
Helping tackle climate change and sustainability is something that is not only required from us because this is the right thing to do, but also because this is sound for the business.
The group has pledged to scale up regenerative agriculture practices over the next 8 years. For NPR News, I'm Dana Cronin.
FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr has told the Council on Foreign Investment that TikTok should be banned in the U.S. because the app may be harvesting data for the Chinese government. TikTok is currently in talks with the Council on divesting itself from China-based company ByteDance. This is NPR.